Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Big Gay Date. This is Dave Mosley.
This is Carl Skeens.
And tonight we are watching the 1997 sci-fi masterpiece, The Fifth Element, directed by...
Luc Besson. He also did The Professional.
I paused just because I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Thanks for...
He's a French guy.
Luc Besson. Okay, cool. A movie like 38 years in the making or something. Like, he wrote it as a teenager, right?
Yeah, and I mean, even now, some of the effects have dated themselves, but not really all that much, just because of the exaggerated nature that the movie is shot in.
Yeah, it's very... You can forgive a lot when it's so kind of campy, in a sense.
It's a living cartoon. Like, it is like watching an anime.
Now, is that where you got the inspiration or something?
Like, I mean, maybe. I don't know.
I saw... there was another film of his he did after this that was very, very stylish. Like a black and white anime film noir kind of thing. I don't know what the fuck it was about. What else did he do before this? It was Leon?
Yeah.
Which is The Professional, right?
Uh-huh. Same Leon film. The Professional.
Right.
Yeah. With Jean Reno and Natalie Portman being a fucking beastly little girl. I don't mind talking over this because the opening of this is like 2 minutes of bullshit. So,
yeah. Jean-Paul Gaultier. I know that name.
Did you see the preview for, what is it? Valerian? The City of a Thousand Planets or something?
I've heard the name. I've seen some of the characters and I get a similar vibe, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's what it looks like. It looks like The Fifth Element, too. Mm-hmm. But I will... you can take my money, sir. Because it looks awesome. It looks fun. It's probably going to fail.
Is there a trailer out for it yet?
Huh?
Is there a trailer out?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna check that out, I think. Where do we start with this movie? Can you summarize this movie in 20 words or less?
Bruce Willis saves the day with a gun and a priest and a black dude.
Okay.
And The Fifth Element.
Yes. So, fuck, this has been such a long time, you know, I can't even remember. Mm-hmm. Like, let's skip right to the end. Lilu is the fifth element, right?
Yeah, apparently okay. They build her from the DNA of these fat, mighty duck-looking motherfuckers, which makes me wonder if the aliens really look like big, mighty ducks. Or inside of all of them, there are these hot European model girls just, like, chilling, waiting to let them lop off, like, a finger, and then, you know? If they made her from the DNA of this alien finger that with the, you know, right?
Right, yeah, yeah.
Or
okay,
the
I see
hand, the alien hand from in the spaceship.
Right.
How... If she's made from that DNA, inside of those big-ass Mighty Duck outfits has to be more of them, right?
It would make sense, yeah.
Like, are they implying that inside are human-looking people? I don't know.
It is a big stretch, actually, yeah, to take the DNA of those fucking alien robot waddling things that just look like a big, scary steampunk Baymax, I guess.
Yeah.
And
He was in the stairwell at Planet Hollywood here in town for years.
That's true, yeah. There are two... I read there were two of those suits that still existed, and one of them was there here at Hollywood, Planet Hollywood in downtown Disney for the longest time, but it's not there anymore.
I mean, I would assume it's somewhere still on the premises, but after the remodel, I lost track of it.
Okay.
I haven't seen everything since the remodel.
Can't keep you in charge of anything, can we?
Now, Luke Perry is just in this for this scene and this scene only.
Holy shit, you're right. It is. I forgot about that. And this guy looks like Yen Sid from the fucking Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Exactly. Yeah, he does.
What's that about?
What an obscure-ass quote.
Mm. He's just got that weird, like, old wizard kind of thing. But, like, before wizards were cool and gray and like, you know, mysterious. He's got the, like, you know, wizard is probably going to touch you or something, like, as a kid. Or,
oh, yeah.
That kind of look to him, you know?
Yeah. Like a... It's almost like a... If he lived next door to you, you wouldn't let your kids go there to sell, like, Girl Scout cookies.
He's an ugly man, is what we're saying.
Uh-huh. Oh, my camel knows. Camel gets it.
Such a strange start to the movie. I kind of remember this. It's been a long time since I saw this movie, I have to say. Which I feel like we say all the time. You know, I just don't watch... I watch great movies. I don't watch them for like 20 years, and then you come over and I pop them on.
I watch Fifth Element like once a year.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
It's like a ritual for you?
Yeah, this movie's... man, this movie's great.
I'd have a habit of jumping into this movie like it's playing on TV, but we're already at the Floss in Paradise scene where shit's under attack.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm really late to the game.
Okay. Well, since we are balls deep in this beginning now, what are you drinking tonight?
My drink of choice is Bud Light, because I'm a creature of habit. How about you?
I am drinking Red's Apple Ale, because I didn't want to roll into your house with, like, a Smirnoff Twisted. It's a little too... but this is the next best thing.
High school prom.
Yeah. For my favorite part of the movie, I have brought Jim Beam Honey, because... I liked the Jim Beam fire, the cinnamon stuff.
Okay.
But then when I told you the honey, I saw the look on your face, and I'm pretty sure I'm not going to enjoy it.
I mean, I'm still a little sick, actually. It's been like 2 weeks now. Well, no, it was last week I was kind of sick.
Good but thing this should, we weren't kissing.
Yet. But that would make my throat feel a lot better, so that's good. Thank you. I appreciate it. Very courteous.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
I have decided I'm going to jump back into the... Oh, fuck, I forget the name of it, but the chocolate liqueur that we took a couple of weeks ago. Reason being, something that always struck me weird about this movie is when Jean-Baptiste Zorg, whatever, fucking starts bleeding oil from the top, or sweating oil when he gets nervous or something. I don't know what the fuck it's about, but it's just a weird... Like, you know that scenes?
Yeah.
Happens a couple of times. Like, is he pissing himself out of his head? Is he a robot that's leaking?
It's the super crazy alien, like, sun-eating, like, monster thing.
Right.
That's affecting him from...
I never understood that fucking scene, you know? And it happens a couple of times, I think. But yeah, he just starts, like, leaking chocolate sauce or oil down his face.
Yeah.
And I was trying to think of something that kind of reminded me of that.
Okay.
That liquid, so... If I'd have had a little more time to plan this, I would have probably grabbed some Kraken or something, some black rum, but I figure a chocolate liqueur is just as good, and let's fuck it, and it's not like I'm going to remember it anyway, so...
God damn it, I should have brought Hypnotic.
Why's that?
Because of the diva, when he's got her blood all... Oh, God damn it. Motherfucker. Can we do Milo and Otis instead, and then I'll bring Hypnotic when we do this again? Speaking of, I watched Milo and Otis for the first time in a long time this week.
Okay.
It was bad. It's really, really bad.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Huh?
I don't think I've ever seen Milo and Otis.
Oh, man. The one where they were like icing dogs and cats to make the movie happen.
Oh, like one of those old, like, after the what's that fucking...
There's
Homeward
a scene.
Bound or something, you know, came out and shit.
Yeah. There's, like, a scene in Milo and Otis with, like, a bear and the animal. And every time you watch, like, the next scene in the movie, or when I watch it, I feel like that little kid in The Prestige that's like, it's not the same bed!
All right.
That's how I feel after seeing the bear.
Fucking tipping the gaff. So this guy's about to fuck everything up for everybody, right?
Yep. Because these aliens totally look vicious.
Big muscles. Tiny face.
It looks like the stage. It looks like the studio for R&B video. The fuck is that telescope doing inside?
There is sunlight coming from outside, to be fair. It's not pointing at the light. But
didn't it get really, really dark when that spaceship landed, and now there's...
Now we're cool again.
Yeah.
Starting already.
I'm not trying to shit on this movie because I really sucks. Like it, but there definitely are some problems.
Yeah. I mean, shit. Oh, shit.
Lame.
Now, is he drunk or dead or what, that guy?
The dude, he fainted.
Okay. Is he about to get trapped in this?
Yeah, he killed the professor. Nobody did shit to the professor.
Now, do we find him again? Because this is we're going to come back here at the end of the movie.
Yeah, well, okay. I'm pretty sure an alien janitor shows up between now and the 300 years later and sweeps up and moves that dude's body. Because his ass is not blocking the way when they show back
That's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah.
Weird.
When they show up and are the fire burns, wind blows, that dude's nowhere to be found. Have you seen the tea light holders though?
Oh fuck yes. Yeah. They are amazing.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
I was going around Pinterest and Etsy for a long fucking time.
They sold them on ThinkGeek for a while, didn't they?
They had something similar. Like it didn't. It was a mass marketed version of it still, but the initial one that kind of went viral, where someone had really taken some love and care over it, that was pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. It's heavily influenced by the Star Destroyers.
See, but you don't care because everything's so colorful.
Yeah, it's very. It has a charming retro look to it now.
Mm-hmm.
You know. It's no worse than any other sci-fi movie coming out at this time. Honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Lost in Space.
But I mean,
that movie has aged.
Oh, yeah. I'd wear the fuck out of that belt buckle.
Yes, you would.
And 99% of everyone would never catch it. However, whatever they do, when you do have, a novelty belt buckle that's, kind of subtle and somebody notices it, does that mean they were looking at your dick? Do you find yourself in the opportunity to be admiring somebody's belt buckle in day-to-day life? Really?
My eyes don't go down there, I'm not looking for shit down there to pick, to compliment people on, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's a mighty fine penis, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'd like to think, though, if you had a really cool belt buckle, that's all you're really doing is you're just trying to draw attention to your dick. It's kind of like a Corvette, but for your waist.
Mm-hmm. You know? Can I just get an arrow that points, the belt buckle?
Yeah.
It points directly to your penis?
Yeah, it does exactly the same fucking job. It's like peacocking. You know?
Okay, so this probe reminds me, have you seen any of the Cassini footage?
Cassini? Oh, is this like a shuttle space Saturn thing?
Yeah, it's flying into Saturn.
No, I haven't seen any of
this. It's been flying. It's descending into Saturn. In like a couple months, it's going to die. It's been out for years. But its final descent is flying between Saturn and its rings, and the video and pictures are looking amazing.
Actually, I did see a shot of the Earth through the rings of Saturn. I saw that photo.
What a cool visual, right?
That's a nice one.
And this dude is in Friday, right? He was the guy with the shitty drawers.
Never seen that movie.
You've never seen Friday?
Not my thing.
Did you ever see Next Friday?
No.
How about Friday After Next?
I missed the whole series.
What do you have against Ice Cube?
Ice Cube's not really somebody we grew up with in the UK, so it didn't really. You know, it wasn't on my radar or anything. I don't think I'd never even heard of that movie until I came over here.
Mm-hmm.
Any of them. I'd heard of The Day, Friday. But, like, someone made a movie about this?
Yeah, bro. It's pretty good. But this dude is in Friday.
Okay.
They break into his house, and he has shitty drawers. The president, not this wrinkly white dude.
Okay.
Him. Yeah, yeah.
The president, yeah.
And Chris Tucker's also in it, which is really funny, because other than this movie, at this point in time, the only thing that you knew both of those actors from, if you were a white kid growing up, was that movie. You just didn't know.
There See? It is. What's this? So it's something that happens to all of them then, because I don't remember that happening.
Yeah, it's that.
It's been a long fucking time since I saw this movie. So, mm-hmm. What is your favorite part of the movie, by the way?
I would like to say the overlong filter cigarettes, but that's about to happen, so I'm going to have to go our intro to Ruby Rod.
Okay, where he's walking through the hallway and
with
doing
the
his spit.
With paintbrush and all the little Asian girls. Yeah. right on. Yeah. Okay. I never got that when I was a kid, and it's such a subtle joke.
Yeah. This movie is full of that shit. Fuck, I don't know what my favorite part's going to be then.
It sure is. I like his bed. I want an apartment that's all automated like this, and a fucking freezer that you can freeze people in.
So nobody knows who this guy is on the phone, right?
It's his boss.
Is this Finger?
Yeah.
Nobody knows who plays this guy. Like, there's no consensus. The rumor has it it's Vin Diesel, but there's also a couple of other names floating around. Nobody's ever confirmed it or whatever.
Wow. I must find that out now.
Oh, you're going to solve this mystery
tonight. I'm going to solve this fucking mystery right here, right now.
Who says we're not doing good work on this thing?
Yeah, man, I'm doing God's work.
My favorite moment, I'm thinking it's got to be some point during the battle, either something with Lee Evans or where fucking...
The deaf guy? Throw me the gun. And then he throws him the ball.
Yes. That's it. That is my favorite part. Thank you. Just the fucking the deadpan look that he gives the guy. It's brilliant. So I was not familiar with Chris Tucker before this movie either, and I thought this guy was really obnoxious. That's funny. The fucking the Road Runner Wile E. Coyote shit with the fake hallway picture.
You see the dude at Comic-Con a year or two with that costume on?
No.
It was amazing. And the Asian cat in the Sandman floating ship. That sells like noodles in his window.
Oh, okay.
Just sails away in like the flying
right
boat.
Yes. So many interesting characters in this film. All these little minor characters are doing really standing out. Some interesting fashion choice in this movie as well. When is this set?
When were they in the...
It was 1914.
In the beginning?
Yeah.
Okay, so 2014, 2114, 2214.
Okay.
Because they said 300 years, right?
Sure.
Yeah, so give or take. The alien said 300 years at the beginning. The Mighty Ducks. Ooh. I don't give a fuck what Elon Musk says. Flying cars would be awesome. That's why you're losing your license, bro. Yeah. You didn't even look left. And if you were to put on that robe and that little pointy fake yarmulke, no one would know you were cosplaying.
You just look like a fucking Jewish Jedi or something.
Yeah, he's religious. What religion? No fucking idea.
It's never mentioned. Unless, I don't know, do they celebrate the aliens or something?
Yeah, yeah. Well, Mundershaw
ones or something. Yeah,
yeah. Those priests, like their sect, is the protectors, and okay. Then the aliens, at the beginning, took those stones that they'd been protecting away from them. So, I guess now they're just kind of.
So the aliens are the bad guys in this whole thing. I always thought. Well, I'm hugely confused.
Not
yeah.
The opening. The opening aliens aren't the bad guy. They're okay. It ain't safe here.
Okay.
In 300 years, some shit's going to go down.
That's what I thought. And they think it's safer to put it into an opera singer's stomach?
I mean, I guess. Also, is she 300 years... Did they leave and then put it in that broad stomach? Or has it been elsewhere and then... It just got into her stomach recently. Like, I want to know how they got there.
There's a story there. It may not be a family-friendly story, but...
Uh-huh.
These are some great costumes.
Oh, yeah.
Except you're in the battle at the end where you can very clearly see one of them's ear is, like, just hanging off. That always cracked me up.
Or the little vibrating ball toys that they used to have in a little pit outside of KB.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, throw some fur on it. There we go. It's a space rat.
Like we're not going to know. I fucking knew that the moment I saw that.
This is an interesting, another great Gary Oldman performance here. Mm-hmm.
Was she just total recalling her fingernails and just touching them to that thing and they were changing color?
Yeah. Living in the future. Yeah, Gary Oldman, before he was as kind of revered as he is now, you know, he's kind of, especially like fucking Harry Potter and Dark Knight and all that shit, like he's a major player now, but his initial work, like fucking Bram Stoker's Dracula and shit.
Well, movies, he wasn't revered now, but these movies are like the reasons that he's revered.
But for the wrong, he's a legit, like he's got some great solid performances.
He's a
but
fucking
these are,
chameleon. That's why I don't give a shit. He's a great actor, but great actors are a dime a dozen.
Yeah.
That motherfucker disappears in a role and you can get through a whole movie and at the end read the credits and be like, oh shit, that was Gary Oldman.
Yeah.
Like that's I feel like that's like that's why I'm a big Gary Oldman fan. You see him as Winston Churchill?
Oh, that's...
it's coming out.
Yeah, it's not out yet, right,
but
right.
But the pictures they shared of him and all the prosthetics, that motherfucker looks like Winston Churchill. He does not look like Gary Oldman.
Who is this guy? The white guy...
Which guy? That guy?
This guy on the right, yeah. Like, he looks so familiar.
Yeah, I don't know.
Get on that shit.
No idea. I'm looking. Oh, yeah, and I couldn't figure out the thing. You were right. We really don't know.
I love how you gave up after all the 5 minutes of work.
Like, hey, man.
And your investigation was literally just going on to Google.
My investigation. Fuck you. Most investigations go off of Google or Bing.
But you're like, I'm going to crack this case wide open. Okay, Google. Who played Finger in The Fifth Element? Nobody knows. Ah, fuck it. This thing's never going to get solved.
I'm an excellent Googler, and I could not figure it out. Now,
you're a fickle motherfucker, though.
Again, though, that was a hand off of one of those Mighty Duck guys.
Okay. With some Mountain Dew.
The thing is just printing bone.
Yeah.
Now, okay, those things are printing and then they're getting moved. Why is a center machine not just printing it together? Like, imagine if 3D printers, everything you printed in two separate locations, it then had to be moved sliver by sliver to the center location and then put together like Legos. Like, that's horrible.
Yeah, I can't suspend my disbelief for that.
Oh, man. I can do aliens. I can do fucking mystical shit.
But we got 3D printers now, and that's not how they work.
Yeah. I mean, there's iPads in Space Odyssey 2001. Everybody thinks Apple's so original. Nah, motherfucker, you stole that from one of the most iconic sci-fi movies ever.
When did the iPad come out?
Huh?
When did the iPad come out?
Like 40 years after the movie.
But after 2001, right?
After the movie 2001.
Yeah, but also after the date.
Probably.
So they're lazy shits as well. Modesty strips activate.
Yep. She already gave us nipple. Is it in her contract?
To give you nipple?
Yeah.
It is, does seem to be a recurring thing, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Just the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. I mean, Mila Jovovich is still hot. She's always hot, bro.
Did you see...
the only reason I watched the Resident Evil movies.
Yeah. Did you see when she was pregnant not that long ago?
Mm-mm.
Like, I don't know how many fucking...
She's
like,
pregnant?
She was pregnant. She was big at a premiere for something. I think she's married to the... Is she married to the director of Resident Evil? I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
I know Kate Beckinsale's married to the guy who directs Underworld.
Yeah, which is why those keep going.
Yeah, I might be confused between the two.
That could have ended after two.
Yeah.
And it would have been fine. It could have ended after one, and we would have been great.
But she was, when she was pregnant, she was big. Like, it was crazy. And she, I don't know how many years it is, like 3-4 years later, she looks fucking great again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Every fucking woman who's ever had a kid must hate her guts.
Yeah, you know who else they must hate? Fucking Jessica Alba.
Same reason?
That girl, yeah, she had her kid, and then, like, natural shit, just eating right and working out and being like super healthy. She looks fucking amazing. Like right after. Oh god. You expect like most pregnant ladies like there to be like some rehab time, like take some time off. You've been carrying a kid, you know?
Yeah.
But I guess it can be done. There's no way in hell that's easy, and I'm pretty sure being super rich and having the money for a personal trainer and a nutritionist helps.
That can't hurt, no.
Yeah, but I mean, to do all that without, like, surgery and, like, a tummy tuck and shit in a short amount of time, that's really respectable.
Yeah. I like how everything was kind of, like, pre-cut, ready for her to punch out in just the right spot there. So the language is a real language that her and Luc Besson developed to have, like, 200 words.
Okay.
And they, by the end of the movie, him and her are able to have full conversations, apparently.
So if I were to see her at a con and I were to practice, do you think she'd remember, or do you think she'd look at me like I was retarded?
I don't know. I feel like do you ever really forget that sort of stuff? I mean, I say that. I learned a little French in high school, and I've lost it all, so.
Mm-hmm. I know curse words.
But then my heart wasn't in it anyway, honestly. I mean, to develop a whole little language and, you know, because, you know, she and him developed it themselves, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So it probably sticks with you a lot more that way. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, learn it and go and find Mila Jovovich.
See, I don't even have to find her. That is an Instagram video.
Okay. Just let her come to you?
Yeah. Just that. Oh, look at that.
Look at that day glow, super saturated city. Such a nice change from the gritty post-apocalyptic or, you know, dirty cities of the future. Coruscant and shit.
Oh, no, this is just as dirty, but it's only dirty at the bottom.
Don't look down. All the fucking trash and everything that just sits there.
Oh, yeah. All the rich people live
up
here.
That's our thing, yeah. The world's getting too filthy. Just keep building up.
Mm-hmm. All the trash.
That's what Bespin did.
Yeah. She does exactly what cats do. Like, for real. This is exactly what my cat does. Hey, come here. Meh.
So is this where she has her hair being dyed, or do you think it's where she has to do the wig?
I don't know. Did they shoot this movie, in general, like, sequentially?
I don't know, but it looks...
Yeah, that looks like a wig.
Because that's a very vibrant color, so they had to re-dye it, like, every single day,
mm-hmm.
which will destroy your fucking hair.
Yeah.
And eventually, like, it just... Yeah, it was killing her hair, so they just had to make a wig instead.
Peace!
Eagle!
Whoa!
Now I've watched Mythbusters.
Uh-huh.
She should just be a puddle.
Yeah, but she's the fifth element. You see how she fights later? She's basically got superpowers. Probably durability also.
Okay. You're playing that card, huh?
She's the fifth element. She's the perfect being. I don't know what that means, but I'm sure it means that she doesn't die as easy as us.
That's fair. Her hands are a lot cleaner.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of fabric on that roof. It probably just wiped off right as she went right through. Hey, I found a nice guy. He's like, oh, fuck. Now her hands are dirty again.
What is she up to? Of course you do, you randy bastard. He's only got one thing on his mind.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, I'm gonna get lucky. Yeah, big bada boom. Yeah.
Now, did he pull over to the side, or did all the traffic just shift? He's contemplating it. She does not understand you, bro. She doesn't even know what she's saying. She's just grasping at straws at this point.
She just sees a sad face on a poster, like... heaven forbid she found like a poster about how to tell somebody you've got gonorrhea or whatever. Because he could not get her out of that cab fast enough.
I have herpes, but thankfully it's treatable. I can still ride horses and play basketball and...
Is that a Judge Dredd thing? Is that what he says?
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised, though.
Just noticing, like, the helmets are kind of real fucking low and shit. Like,
oh, yeah.
Judge Dredd. I don't know.
Because they still love the shit out of coffee and donuts. Oh no, is it soda? It's soda.
Yeah, this he must fucking love anime, because those McDonald's arches look just like fucking bunny ears or something, kitten ears, you know?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now the city, is it all CG or are there miniatures and shit?
These grungy parts are looking like, yeah, we got some models here, but yeah. There's big open scapes. I don't know, it looks very, it doesn't hold up very well, so I want to say it's all CG or just really bad compositing of good models. No, this movie had there's a large visual effects budget in this, especially for the time, like 78 million or something, or 70 million, is just for the visual effects, and the budget I think I read was like 93.
Jesus.
Which, I mean, Bruce Willis strikes me as the kind of person that would cost a lot of money to get in your movie.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of other stuff, not just visual effects in this.
Yeah.
Set building, explosions, all that
some
sort of
really
stuff.
Big extravagant sets.
Yeah, a lot of physical fucking action later on in the movie. So either they did that like on the fucking super cheap and just got some good value out of it.
You know, if you were to freeze frame any one of these New York shots and you can see the back of it and zoom in on the license plate. In real life, they say the Empire State. In this, they all say the fuck you state. It's pretty, pretty interesting.
And why? What is that? Does everyone, do New Yorkers hate New York? Or does everyone else just hate New Yorkers? Or
New Yorkers hate everybody else.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like a little private joke that they would do in the future.
You hate everybody else. You also, and also it's New York City, so like you hate yourself for living in New York, but you also look down on everyone that doesn't.
Okay. Guess that makes sense,
bro.
They're like, I hate living in this city, but all these other pussies can't handle it, so
basically. Don't even front, man. New York City's way better than almost every other city in this country.
Absolutely, yeah. I love New York City. I just think the people are assholes. No, I'm kidding.
Well, I mean, and the cost of living there is so expensive. Wouldn't you be a little impatient for anybody's bullshit?
I pay $3,000 to live in a 8x10 closet.
And in a city that's that, I mean, we deal with Orlando and deal with tourists here and shit, but in a city like New York where it's already super, like, super crowded because there are so many people that live there, my God, I lose my shit on tourists every day.
The last thing you want is more people fucking, hey, honey, come here. Come and stand next to this.
Yeah.
Get out of my fucking way. I'm trying to get to work. And
I'd hate if
you're trying to live.
Yeah, if your commute is like right in front of a spot that all the tourists go to because of movies or TV.
Yeah.
Bro, I'd be so mad.
It's like people who fucking live on Abbey Road. Or take Abbey Road to get to work or something.
Or that lady out in New Mexico, Arizona or whatever that has the house. That Breaking Bad fans keep throwing pizza on the roof.
Yeah, exactly.
And like Vince Gilligan has to be like, guys, please stop going to her house and chucking pizzas. Like, that is a private citizen. She liked us. Like, don't do that.
We're still shooting a prequel.
Doesn't make it any less bizarre.
Man, it has been a long time for this priest. Just realized I left some beers in the freezer, which is not a good sign.
Ooh, you should probably get them before we hear them explode. My dad did that with a Coke. Tried to blame that shit on me. Don't blame that shit on me, fool. Telling my mom, oh no, it totally wasn't me. And then they both look at me because at that point in time, I'm like 15, 16 years old. I'm the only other one that lives there. And my dad's looking at her like he expects it to be like when you're like 8 and you're like, I totally didn't color on the wall. Nah, man. I did once set the kitchen on fire, though. That was kind of a bummer. I also ruined a microwave for my parents' house when I was a kid. And then hid it. Not the microwave, but hid the fact that I burned it. And they didn't find out for like a decade. Craziest shit in the world. Take my business card just in case you need a another cab to just fall in.
Excuse me.
Do you have a stage name? A porn name? You can just use the Wu-Tang name generator? That'll work.
I got my cosplay outfit ready. I'm dressed as the Stones.
And I am primed. Got my outfit on. Dude in the back sitting at half staff. Give me my fucking gun.
I need my gun to get my cap repaired.
Never without my permission. So, I mean, he didn't like rape her, but would that qualify as sexual assault? If she didn't catch him and put the gun on him, would that... if he did, if, I mean, did he kiss her or did he get really close and then gun in the head? Because if he kissed her and then gun in the head, did the hero of our movie commit sexual assault
in the first like 20 minutes?
Yeah, and then we're still just rooting for him the whole time just because, oh, he got a gun to the head.
It's, I mean, if it works for Sean Connery and James Bond, then that guy went 6 movies and he was a bit rapey. So,
bro, did you see Sean Connery talking to Barbara Walters about when it's okay to hit a woman?
No.
Oh my God. Okay.
Hang on a second. Does Bruce Willis sleep on plastic sheets because he wets the bed?
No, I think you're supposed to rip the
and
plastic.
And does he have
sheets?
Adolf Hitler's book?
He has My Struggle. Now, why is Fingers talking to him about a girl and not being like, what the fuck happened with my cab? No, I don't give a shit. Pay for my shit.
I don't care about your fucking chick.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently in 200 years, Bruce Lee is still the pinnacle of kung fu.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's Bruce Lee and Tony Jaa, man. Tony Jaa can double jump. Like Super Mario. Don't look. You're scrolling so fast. How many words are you missing just with this little interaction? How much of the English language is she missing out on?
She's missing a lot of M's right now. So many cool things with M that she's not going to know about Morrissey.
Mm-hmm.
She's not going to know about My Struggle, which is apparently going to be something that comes up. So what's up with the plate in his head? Like, he's not like, is it like a cybernetic thing? Because I don't know. Or is
I
it just
think
like
it's
a,
just a style thing.
Okay.
It's not because like a, didn't they get like an actual, like, really famous fashion designer to do, like, the outfits for this movie, which is why everybody looks dope.
Okay, so Jean-Paul Gaultier, that's a name I recognize. Mm-hmm. And he, yeah, okay, so he is, a famous fashion.
Yeah, that's why even these guys, even their fucking robes are dope as shit.
Okay. That makes sense. That's what would help the Oculus Rift sell. If it did your fucking makeup at the same time.
Ooh, I like this. All these holes in it. It's going to breathe. Let in a draft. So that's 4 Mila Jovovich nipples we've seen so far. 4 of them. Don't we get another one at the end during that tinted blue, her and Bruce Willis making out scene?
Yeah, in the tanning booth, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we do. So, okay. I was going to say, now why is he dressed like the rest of them? Do you know he only did, Gary Oldman only took this role as like a thank you to Luc Besson?
Oh.
Luc Besson pretty much all the way financed one of his movies.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know if it was a directorial thing or something, but no one else wanted to do it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So without reading the script, he said, yeah, I'll do it as like a thank you.
Isn't he one of the actors that does not dig this movie?
He does not like it at all. He was like, I was singing for my supper, were his words.
Well, you can't always like your job.
Now, why is there no, like, Nerf gun of this? I mean, that'd be tough to do, but just a Nerf gun that looks like this.
Well, you know? There was a shit ton of these, like, for that scene, there was a gun for every one of those effects.
Right, sure.
Adam Savage on Tested actually did a video within the last few months following a build of that. And in the video, you get to see the actual screen used one.
Nice.
And see all the 3D prints and shit. Mm-hmm. It's a really, really cool prop. It's a great build. But I would think it'd be really hard to take any kind of Nerf gun and make it do more than one kid-friendly version of that.
Yeah, that's fair.
A lot of fucking moving parts crammed into... And I at least assumed that, like, one of them did, like, one or two different things. No. Every single one was, like, a different effect.
That's why it's a complete different cut every time.
Mm-hmm.
It's 97. I mean, you can't ask for that much. 97,
You can't ask for that much. I mean, we are doing a multi-million dollar picture.
They can't just invent shit. This movie is 20 years old this week. That's crazy. Doesn't that make you feel old?
Yeah, actually, yeah, very much so.
20 years is a long fucking time, and this is a movie that's still pretty fresh in my head of when it came out and how I first saw it.
It's 10 years old, bro. This was a movie that was a large part of my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And the character in the back on the right, he in none of his like in every one of his scenes, you can tell that he knows that he's on borrowed time. There's not like a single scene where he looks comfortable.
They blow them all, they blow themselves up, right?
Yep.
Some fucking Looney Tunes shit right here. Why the guy in the back's like, why couldn't we have had a cigarette further away?
Are people really like hurting for work that much that that dude couldn't just walk away? Doesn't he die?
I wouldn't be surprised. I'd say it's been a long time since I saw this movie all the way through. Here he is.
Oh, yeah, he totally blows up.
Yeah?
He totally blows up while he's on the phone, yeah. I want one of these fucking weapons in the glass cases behind,
that's
man.
That's a fancy sword, holy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that sword looks human. What the fuck is that?
Shit, we're like an hour in.
Hey, how long is this movie?
It's only 2 hours. We're almost an hour in, and I don't feel like anything's really happened yet.
Oh, yeah. Well, shit
I
has
guess
to get...
We're going to go very fast once they start. Once they get the plan to go onto the hotel and they sneak on the plane, I guess we're just fucking strapping ourselves in.
Mr. Rod, assume the position. I don't want one position. I want all positions. And apparently Chris Tucker was incredibly uncomfortable
all right.
doing that part. Just because he had done nothing but me. He was...
Look
when you watch the interviews,
rumors.
he comes across as a young black man that was like really new in Hollywood still and super homophobic and worried about how he may look.
Right.
You know, like
it was the '90s, yeah.
Yeah, like you can tell. But had he not been as crazy and out there as Ruby Rod is, I don't think we would like the character.
Do you know who was initially approached for the role?
Who?
Prince. That's kind of what it's inspired on.
Fuck yeah. Prince would have been amazing.
Right? I mean, I don't know much about Prince, but I have seen the clip of him push Kim Kardashian off the stage. Have you seen that?
Hell yeah.
That kind of sassiness could definitely... It's very Ruby Rod-esque. So.
Yeah.
That would have been interesting to see.
When they did, I think it was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, maybe, for the Beatles.
Uh-huh.
They did a super group, like Neil Young and Prince and shit, all on stage, and did While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Mm-hmm. And Prince does the like solo. Bro, Prince is amazing. Gives you cold chills. So sad that he's dead.
I love this fucking thing here. Completely forgot about this guy.
Mm-hmm. It's so adorable.
He's literally just like a little fucking elephant fetus that just lives in a box and pops out to smack him on the back when he's choking or something. Like, what purpose does that thing have? I get the robots that come out and sweep up all the shit, but...
Well, I mean, what is the purpose of a ferret, a hamster, a guinea pig, a dog? Well, I mean, dogs can protect your house.
Until you said dog, I had a joke, but no. I was going to say, like, what did you say? Ferret, a hamster, a what, gerbil?
Guinea pig.
Guinea pig. I mean, anything's a dildo if you try hard enough.
That still works with dogs. That totally still works with dogs. It's fucked up, yo. Things are sucking him in. Now, does no one see the little satellite looking thing on that cockroach?
Oh, they do. I remember this. But you would think, like, before you resolve it, you would notice that. That's pretty fucking obvious right there.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah.
I got just the guy. He's super fucking discreet.
This one time in this building in L.A., You probably didn't hear about it. It was so discreet. This is basically just John McClane in the future.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like that's what he's...
He's always playing a John McClane type, isn't
he? Well, at this point, it's really hard to separate John McClane and Bruce Willis.
Mm-hmm.
The little old Asian dude in the floating ship, though. That's so cool.
Yeah.
I want a tiny little, like, blimp food cart.
Yeah. Did he get mugs?
By the dude at his door with the picture on his head.
He stole his gun.
Yeah, but no, he still got mugged, but then he came out on top.
It wasn't six. Can you still call it a mugging if you end up with more than the mugger?
Absolutely. If somebody mugged you and you punched him in the face, yeah, you won, but they still mugged you. They just lost that mugging.
But if you punch them and you take their wallet, did you get mugged still?
I mean,
or did you mug somebody in self-defense? Like, where's the line?
As long as you mug somebody else in self-defense, it's okay.
Okay.
Mugging is always an option, though.
The first General Leia.
So her name isn't Diva Plava Laguna. It's the Diva Plava. So if it was Madonna, you would get four stones from the Diva Madonna. You could just say her name because clearly she's famous. If I was saying, hey, you're going to lunch with the musician Prince. No, you're going to lunch with Prince. If I don't say Prince Harry, it's fucking Prince, like Purple Prince.
Or the artist formerly known as Prince.
Yeah. But there's no confusion there.
I mean, he made it pretty...
Madonna.
He made it pretty fucking confusing, like, at that time in his career. I'm no longer Prince. I'm the artist formerly known as Prince.
Yeah. Okay. Then Madonna. If you called her by... If you called her by her... Is she Jewish? Her Jew name... You'd have no idea who she was.
Gretchen Wienerstein.
That's her name?
No, I just made it up, but...
But see, I don't know, but Viable. I know she's got a real... I know.
Totally sold on it for a second, weren't you?
Yeah, you almost had me going. I'm sure she has a real name for legal purposes. I'm sure, like, on her governmental paperwork, she doesn't just print Madonna. But if you were to tell me that name, if you were to tell me, oh... So and so is putting out a record, I wouldn't give a shit.
Do you know Bruce Willis is not his real name?
What is it?
Walter Willis.
Oh, of course.
Which is kind of a lame name until Breaking Bad. When you got Walter White. Now Walter Willis is kind of a badass name, honestly.
How does Walter turn into Bruce?
I think it's Walter Bruce Willis. Yeah, it's Bruce's middle name, which is a fucking easy.
It's
easy
not
out.
Like Richard is Dick. Dick is Richard for short.
Yeah.
Or like Bob is Robert. Bob,
what,
I get. Like, Dick,
what are we talking about? Short dicks? What?
Yeah. It always reverts back to penis.
That just doesn't look easy. Like, this is a SWAT team, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're wearing a fucking cape that also is also a shield? I don't know.
Now, these guys are looking for... are they looking for Corbin Dallas? Or are they just looking for anybody? And then Corbin Dallas's business card is in that dude's apartment.
Guess they're looking for him. Yeah.
So the army is there to get him for a mission for the president. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, the cops are still looking for him. And they haven't just backspaced on a couple entries in the computer and just kind of gotten them off his back.
Seems pretty counterintuitive.
Yeah. All right, guys, I'm totally going to do this shit for you, and now I'm being hassled by cops. Take care of this shit. But I guess there's no time to take care of it because he's freezing them, right? They're freezing right now? Yeah, they're freezing.
Yes, that's
one
right.
One of them suffocating. No, yeah. The priest is suffocating.
Right.
Fuck you. Blah.
God, this guy's just having a real bad day.
But that guy's one of them.
That fucking guy's here. Is that the one? I don't know. I think there's a worse one later on.
Hey. I'll keep you warm. Come here. Let me hold you. Put some towels on you. Let's look at those hard nipples. Because we're at four, right? We're at a count of four?
We're holding at four.
Okay.
I've not been counting Bruce Willis's hard nipples, though.
I have not even been looking. I've been distracted by his blonde... By the fact that there's, like, more hair than normal and it's
yeah.
Blonde.
I was going to say, this is probably the hairiest we see him for a very long time. Because after this... What do we have?
He was pretty hairy in Hudson Hawk.
Way before this,
if I remember
this,
correctly.
Way before this. This is 97, so after this you got the Sixth Sense was 96 or so. Die Hard Revengers was 93. Yeah, this is probably as much hair as we see in him for a very long time.
Well, I mean, now he's not going to be getting any more hair back. Did I just miss a nipple, or did they cover it with a shoulder quick enough? Yep, okay, they were good about it. No gratuitous. They're like, oh, okay, we'll cut them out.
It's a real fucking weird way to go down.
Yep. Hey.
Can't hear you, bro. He's dead.
Oh, no, but I mean, as the door closed, you could see his eyes closed. Island.
Yeah.
I've never understood what was with all the trash.
There's a deleted scene, or there was a scene that was in the script originally where... Oh, that's fine. You can fuck off. Just... Ask me a question. There's a deleted scene. There's a whole fucking alien race that was designed for it, but basically there's a garbage strike. And that's literally all it is. Yeah, sure. Get some... I'll find some shot glasses as well, because we're kind of on your scene in a moment. Yes. We have shot glasses here from last time. Yeah, I'm fine with it if you are. The robotic bartender.
See, robot bartender, he incredulously says, incredulously, but really, I would get wasted with a robot bartender.
No, I just said errors in, like, what he was pouring out. It didn't look great. It's like, I don't know, would you want a bartender to pour you whiskey out of one of those fucking soda squirter things? Because that's what it fucking looked like he was doing.
Yeah, not in our life, but when things are super automated and I'm sure 100 different liquids come out of that little squirter thing, I'm okay with that. I'm just saying, we've been shitting on this movie hard, and I'm trying not to shit on it
anymore.
As much as I think, if I can avoid shitting on it, I will. But see, like that looks okay.
Yeah,
that looks better than any of the space footage we've seen so far. She's a cutie. Mm. That fucking head tattoo. Oh, come with me. Come with me. Hi, my name is Pamela. I'm pigmentally impaired. You coming this way.
Pigmentally impaired?
Yeah. All these guns look super strange.
That's not gonna happen.
Dallas!
This fucking hair. I'm just absorbing this whole performance right now.
Uh-huh. It's too good to interrupt. My man, yo man, the man. All night long, all night.
Got a very kind of Bugs... up until right now, he had a very kind of Bugs Bunny kind of... oh, no, Bugs Bunny did kind of, like, creep on the chicks as well, right?
Super green.
All right, let's
know nothing. God, I love this scene.
There's a fucking bottle cap in here.
Huh?
We're not using this one.
Oh, shit.
Well, that was your favorite scene, right?
Oh, shit. Yeah, okay. I forgot that I even grabbed the Jim Beam out.
Well, it's okay. Just keep channeling that and forget that you drink it, and you'll be fine.
This is my least favorite part.
The shots.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know why we keep doing this.
Oh, I can smell it from here.
Oh, no.
All right, cheers, sir.
Oh, my God. Cheers. Oh. Oh.
Cool-ee. You know what that wasn't?
Pleasant.
Yeah, it was not enjoyable at all.
Take off.
So we took the shot, and then Dave just like got up and disappeared to the bathroom, so he may be throwing up.
Maybe. I can't tell. Yeah, I have no idea. But I'd like to say probably. Fuck yeah, Zone 2's operative. She is operating hard. Oh, God. You like that? You like that ruby rod, motorboating sound effect? Oh. Here, little shakers. Like, I can't tell you just painted latex over all those little knobs.
I mean, hey, when you spend $78 million of your budget on the special effects, the visual effects, you gotta cut some corners elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. I was just always puzzled by that because I knew immediately. And then I became an adult and found out that's like really what they, like, we were all right. You may have fooled the adults, but you didn't fool a single kid.
Yeah, we all knew what was going on in that scene. Mm-hmm.
It's the only reason I had my parents buy me one.
Now, what I want to picture is, like, I want to believe he's just using that fucking cone on his head. Uh-huh. This whole time.
I also want to know his backstory. Give me a comic book. I've never felt this way before with a human.
There's a story there.
Yeah. Now, and that works, and it's not weird and super creepy because we're in the future when aliens are totally like a thing. But just, if you listen and you were single and you were still playing the game, just throw that line out there and please get back to one of us, either myself or Dave Mosley, and let us know the reaction on that, because that sounds amazing.
Oh, yeah, he gets blown up. I forgot about that. Well done. You're absolutely right.
Like, I'm almost bummed that, like,
it's like the episode of, you know, episode of South Park where the guy goes back in time and the giveaway is like, you know, it's like, I am 10 human years old. I mean, years old.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like that. I've never felt this way with a human female. I mean, with a female.
I've never felt this way with a human before. What? With a female before.
What?
Huh? Oh. Yeah, she's totally Total Recalling it. But we never get to see the change happen on camera.
It always cuts away. Oh, give me the stones!
Oh, this is awkward. He's picked up the TV remote by accident. So is he working with him, or is he being brainwashed, or...
I think he's working with him. Yeah.
I like this movie, but some of it, when you don't pay attention to it, it's a very confusing film.
Yeah. Well, I mean, actually, I think it's the opposite. I think when you do pay attention to it and actually catch little plot holes, it's a very confusing film.
Okay. So if you just, it's a very delicate balance.
If you just sit back and let it wash over you, it's an amazing little like sci-fi action
film. Just sit back and enjoy the ride. You're in for a good time. But if you pay too much or too little attention, it's not going to make sense. And you're going to be a little lost at every step of the way.
Yeah, because like I think plot holes are just as entertaining as the next person.
Absolutely.
But if you pay too much attention to some movies, it's a very quick way to ruin the movie for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I'm just silently letting plenty of them just go by, because I have such a nostalgic like love for this movie.
Yeah, those pods they're in, were they like hypersleep pods or something?
Yeah, they all get in their little drawer and the drawer puts them the fuck out.
How long have they been flying? Where it justifies that? Because right now, you know, we've.
Well, was that ship going, was the spaceship going light speed? Did we see like that scene?
It jumped out of light speed. We just saw on the, whatever the
equivalent. Well, I would assume really far, because the water planet of Lost in Paradise is not in our solar system, and light speed is not possible. Like, you can't go faster than the speed of light, but you can go super fucking fast. So it's still got to be, like, a while.
I mean, is this like, you know, like a month-long trip or something? Or
maybe.
I mean, the world's in danger, so we want to get over there as quickly as possible.
Oh, yeah, then it has to be going kind of... Then why the fuck do they put... If it's going that fast... I didn't even factor, like, the time crunch because of the apocalypse, like, in. It had to go there fast. So, like, if it went there that fast, why did they put you out? Why can't you hang out and, like,
It takes, like, well, I don't know, 18, 24 hours to fly to Australia, but people fucking do it. So...
Yeah.
And they don't need to fucking, you know... stop over in Japan, just take a base camp or anything.
And then this dude doesn't see fit to hit up security. He just like, oh, well, I guess
things are so much more lax in the view. I mean, this movie was pre 9/11, so
yeah. Although even since 9/11, I've seen some crazy ass shit at the airport. I get what they're trying to do, but it's security theater. And you're not quite cutting it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're just not. Like, every time I go to Disney and you have to go through, like, the security and they, like, check your bag and shit, mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I have a fucking big-ass wallet. Like, it's a wallet that opens, like, a book and not, like, folds in half. Because I'm a magician. But that's a big fucking wallet. You know how many shanks I could keep in that wallet, and they never...
Ninja stars and shit. If you wanted to.
I like Disney, so I'd never, like, do stupid shit like that. But if I wanted to, you know, like...
And all it takes is one person to want to.
Yeah. Have you seen those YouTube videos of the kid that goes to... dude went to the airport, went through security, and then once you were actually in the terminal... he basically builds weapon. He goes to the different like stores that are in the airport after security that sell hairspray, liquor, and all this shit. And he's like the duty free store, buys shit, and then goes to the bathroom and shows you how the security theater isn't working because you can still go to the airport and effectively build bombs with shit that you can buy there at the gate. the craziest shit in the world. I don't know how all the airlines haven't ganged up on this kid yet, but like, it definitely makes you think.
Yeah, definitely.
Makes you a little more observant when you're traveling.
It always strikes me if, like, you know, fucking don't take any sharp weapons on board planes, but then they'll no problem giving you a fucking fork for your meal.
They stopped me for an hour because one of my nails that I use, Blockhead, it's like a 6-inch, it was a 10 steak. I moved up size, like fucking 5 sizes. I have a 10 steak that I cut down so that it's like 6 inches and it's like a little over a quarter of an inch thick, so it's huge. And I do Blockhead with that. I pound it into my nose. You pound like a 6-inch steak into your skull. Sideshow stunt. Well, I was flying to Minneapolis, and my book bag started to, like, it got a hole on the inside of the lining. And so one of my big-ass Blockhead nails had fallen through this little hole and was in between the lining of this book bag. So whenever I leave town, whenever I'm packing a bag to, like, fly out, I always, like, shake the bag out, and then I pack the bag just to make sure it's empty, because I travel with a lot of weird shit. So I don't want to get, like, stopped, even though I do always opt for the pat-down. So I go through security, and they're, like, they stop me, and they run my bag through again, and then they pat me down, and they run my bag through again, and they're, like, is there anything sharp in your bag? And I'm, like, no. And they're, like, no, really. Is there anything sharp and dangerous in your bag? And I'm like, if you just let me look at the x-ray, I could tell you exactly what you're looking at. And they didn't want to. And eventually they, like, split the lining of my bag and found this big fucking nail and took it. When they're taking it from me, I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. That was a mistake. Here, before you take it from me, let me see it. And then I did it and then handed her this snot-covered nail. And I expected a reaction. That TSA girl did not give a shit. With her latex glove, she just grabs the nail. She's like, have a nice day, and fucking throws it into her box. I was so disappointed.
Oh, man, that's the
worst. Yeah, yeah. But they stopped me with all that. However, I go through security with my fire wallet fully loaded with fluid, and then I get to the gate, and I can light my wallet with 12-inch tall flames, and nobody stopped me for that shit.
So fucked up.
Yeah, bro, it's the weirdest thing, man. But ain't nobody gonna have sweaty feet, cause we gonna make you take your shoes off. Now there is a YouTube video of this girl singing this song.
Is it actually the person from the movie?
No, okay. Absolutely.
That's
not
what I initially the way it was passed around originally. It was like the girl from The Fifth Element sings the song, and you won't believe what happens next, you know?
Yeah, because it's physically impossible to sing this song to the degree of awesomeness that it is here, because at this point, they used auto-tune in this, but we didn't know what auto-tune was at that point.
Yeah.
So, like, jumps in the scale from high and low and back that aren't really possible for human voices are what she does in a few moments.
And that's, do you know how that's done in this? Like, originally in the recording of this?
I mean, it's totally electronic, like, additions. Like,
essentially, yeah.
She is a good singer.
She's singing every single one of these notes, but she is not singing them in sequence.
Yeah, they just kind of turn the dial up to 11 and put it together and make it, like, awesome.
What it basically sounds like is that she sang every single note that they needed, and then they just played it like a keyboard, you know, so they could go from wildly extremes to
so she up. Can sing the scale, she just not gonna go from highest
she
low
can't
to
sing, she can't sing the tune,
yeah,
to go from that fast. Yeah,
well, there's
but there, somebody got very close, right?
It was close. And then BuzzFeed and fucking and all these, like, internet
fake
fucking
news
journalist are sharing it, saying, oh, it's so surprising, she absolutely nails it. No, she doesn't fucking absolutely nail it.
She does a good job.
All right and good for what is physically possible.
Right.
But no. Don't bullshit me, BuzzFeed. Don't hit me with your clickbait and then expect me to believe your bullshit once I've seen it. It's like an old sideshow. BuzzFeed is the internet equivalent of sideshows. You can pay 5 cents to come in and see a real live man-eating chicken. He is a man-eating chicken. He's 6 feet tall, and you get in there after paying your nickel, and it is a six-foot-tall dude eating chicken. That's what BuzzFeed is. Like, BuzzFeed is my industry, but the internet.
Just stick to telling me which golden girl I am, goddammit.
Yeah, that's all we care about. That's all we care about. And we all just want to be either Betty White or the really, really old sassy one.
You know what fucking gets me about BuzzFeed? There's articles you'll see like 17 times Twitter was too real. And then it's literally just 17 other people on Twitter who are not this BuzzFeed reporter, but they're much funnier than this BuzzFeed reporter.
Yep. Or as a Reddit user, I'm not on 4chan because... Well, I respect myself, but yeah, as a Reddit user, at least 6 days out of my week, every BuzzFeed article that shows up with people sharing on my feed, I'm like, oh, that guy uses Reddit too, every time. And occasionally they'll give credit where credit is due. Now, I would love to get on, you wouldn't even need, like, stilts proper. You would need, like, really tall platforms. I would love to cosplay as the diva, but with the cloth over your face.
Hmm.
So then you don't even need anything but the platforms, the dress, and the sleeves, and the gloves.
Yeah.
Why isn't Adam Savage going to Comic-Con incognito as the diva? Yeah, Adam, you need to do it. I'm gonna send this to him on Twitter entirely for that. He's like, never gonna
Adam,
listen.
Just listen for 90 minutes. I swear it's worth it.
See, I... Okay. I can't listen. I can't just sit there... Unless, like, I'm falling asleep and it's, like, a horror podcast or, like, a sleepy time podcast, like Dreaming of Jeff, that CD.
Uh-huh.
I can't just sit there and listen to podcasts. I have to act, if I'm listening to a podcast, I have to also be like working in a shop or like actively working on like juggling or like magic for the, I can't just be sitting and listening. I have to do something else.
You have to be productive and use it as a passive thing.
I love listening to podcasts while I'm physically being productive because it just kind of, it makes the time pass by a lot quicker.
Yeah.
But even the few podcasts that I've listened to of ours, I have to be doing something.
Mm-hmm.
I can't just sit there.
Yeah, I walk home and shit.
Right? Yeah. Nothing will get you through a walk quicker than a podcast. Now, okay, his little cane is his microphone to broadcast from, correctly?
Yes.
Correct? Okay, so... Are there little buttons on... Does he control the sound effects, too? He's got to.
Like the reverb and the...
The yeah. Oh! The wolf when he saw the girl. Like, clearly he's got little... In the universe of the movie, he can do that, right?
How much of that is just for our benefit? Like, I was just going to say, actually, in that last scene, when the dance music kicks in, it becomes a little faster. Now, is that just because we're watching her do her fight scene? Or is that what the person is actually singing
along to? No, that is exactly what the audience is seeing.
Of the opera.
Yeah.
It's a weird, like, switch to make, like, halfway through, don't you think?
Yeah, but definitely not the... I'm a musical theater kid, and, like, actually, like, dig, like, Pavarotti and, like, old school opera and shit. And a lot of, like, the newer, like, modern... like opera stuff for the last 20-30 years is really fucking weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like really weird. So
like dance and shit?
Aside from, yeah, you'd be surprised how much you see that shit. Aside from the auto-tune, the change in style, definitely not the weirdest shit I've seen in like legit opera. The auto-tune would never show up, clearly. But the total change in pace, because that shit went from, like, started out slow and built to a grinding halt, and it was totally different.
It went 0 to 60 real fucking quick.
Yeah. Oh, what a graceful fall. I got you. I got you. Don't worry about it.
It looks like if a Navi fucked a xenomorph.
Oh, shit, we're coming up on your part.
Yeah, I'll get my liquor in a second. I just want to see this scene where he digs into her stomach and pulls out shit. Because you know what? It reminds me of Saw. I'd like to see a mashup where fucking somebody's trapped in a room with like a trap on their head and their friend's in the middle of the room and there's like a big X on their chest and they got to cut their friend open, dig into their stomach, and they pull out four fucking stones from Fifth Element.
Have you been watching American Gods?
Yeah, man, I'm digging that. I mean, my wife is a huge Neil Gaiman fan, so she was all about that shit as it's been coming up. But I've never read the book, so I'm going in with like fresh virgin ears and everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm digging it so far. I mean, I've had to read a little bit about what the general synopsis is to get a lot of the whole...
Who the gods are and
shit. Yeah, Ian McShane. Kind of, you know, we're two episodes in currently as we record this, and we we don't know what the fuck they're actually doing. We just know there's these bunch of mysterious people that this one guy keeps bumping into.
Mm-hmm. But you met Anansi in episode 2, right? Mr. Anansi? Orlando Bloom?
Yeah. Great fucking introduction.
If you like his character, he... there's another Neil Gaiman book, Nancy Boys.
Okay.
And it's about Mr. Nancy's son, who's a human. Mm-hmm. But basically, in the Neil Gaiman universe, Mr. Nancy there is the same Mr. Nancy from American Gods.
That's cool.
But that's about the only character that crosses over.
So far.
But it's really... Nancy Boys is really, really good.
That's cool. Yeah, it's a great fucking scene. Like, the guy's just appears on this African slave ship to just basically tell them how shitty it's going to be a black man for the next 300 years. So, like, if it wasn't so fucking heavy with the expletives, it's Emmy bait, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Or Golden Globe bait for that guy.
Oh, yeah. Great scene. It was definitely very, very real and fucking topical.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, doesn't he fucking scare him or something and he shoots the guy? Yeah, I want to see a mashup of this scene with Saw. That'd be great.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. You'll be okay? No. You killed that guy. You murdered the shit out of that alien. His hair slays me, though, in every scene.
Yeah, it's really funny.
Super green. We have a guy that texts for us. Tyler doesn't get it because he's not like a movie watcher. But he quotes this movie every time you ask him, like, if everything's set up or like, how's it going? Yeah, he's like, super green. And it always makes me laugh. But, like, occasionally we'll be working, like, a venue where, like, one person will be like, oh, I get it.
Is that person also old as fuck? Because that's how I feel watching this movie now.
Yeah, bro.
Got my scene coming up here. Hurry back. Shit's right now. All right. So we drank this during our psycho episode a couple weeks ago. It went down pretty well. This is Trader Vic's chocolate liqueur.
Shit. Okay, here we go. Cheers.
Cheers, sir.
Oh,
man. Fuck you, yeah. What did you bring to the party?
Jim Beam honey. Why do you have so much glue? Oh, I was just peeing, and I saw 7 unopened containers of goop to pee.
Oh, the fucking spiking hair
gel.
I
used to use the shit out of that, but, like, that's a lot, bro.
It is. It's because I occasionally order a pop figure from Walgreens, like an exclusive.
And that just it just comes with?
No, it's just the easiest way to get free shipping if I order 6 of those things.
Oh.
Look at me. It's not like I'm not going to need it anytime soon.
Now you don't have to get any for what?
I bought the...
A couple months?
Yeah, I bought some for Celebration for that special pop they had there.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time I bought some was Comic-Con last year. So...
God damn.
I do it twice a year and I'm set, so...
That's actually what's up.
Yeah, right? God. Love it. Oh, yeah, this was going to be my other favorite scene, like just where he's just running away, screaming the countdown.
Mm-hmm.
So sad.
I'd never do it because I know it's very frowned upon, but God damn it, if I wouldn't love to get a Ruby Rod costume.
Yeah, I mean...
It is highly frowned upon.
For us, it's not a great choice.
Yeah, I'd never do that because I know how much of like a hot-button issue that is. But God damn it, if he's not...
One of the very few times you wish you were a black man in America, that's where you could do that costume and not get in trouble for
he's
it.
He's like... He's the fucking... The only, like, naively adorable character in the movie.
He's kind of like a child, just bumbling from scene to scene.
Yeah,
you know?
he's...
Living in his own little fantasy world. He's
like black 20-something-year-old Mr. Magoo, just kind of chilling.
He's never, you know, he's kind of pampered. He's never been told no, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking love Lee Evans, man. I was so surprised to see him in this movie. This was around, like, he had a short... 97 was a good year for Lee Evans in movies in America. Mm-hmm. And then he just stopped again, and he just went back to stand-up in the UK. He's a really big stand-up artist in the UK, like, sold out. Probably one of the UK's most popular comedians. And he retired a couple of years ago. But I was lucky enough to see him play live.
Uh-huh.
He did, because he did this, he did Mouse Hunt. You ever see that? With Nathan Lane. The two guys who inherit a house, but the mouse fucking keeps, like...
I fucking love Nathan Lane, though.
Yeah.
I saw him on Broadway do Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, and he was suitorless, and it was fucking amazing. He was great in the bird... Oh, bro, can we do the Birdcage?
I don't see why not.
With Nathan Lane and Robin Williams?
Yeah.
I fucking love that movie. Nathan Lane is have we done a Robin Williams at all?
No, not yet, no. Overdue, definitely.
Did you see the preview for the last Robin Williams movie, the Simon Pegg movie, where Robin Williams is the dog?
Yeah, now that has been out in the UK for a couple of years. Just throw it out there.
See, we are just hearing about it. As far as we're concerned, he fucking recorded that shit a week before he died. Like, Americans don't know any different.
They've already forgotten that he died. Like, somebody could post on Facebook, Robin Williams dead at however old he was, and everyone's going to be like, oh no, R.I.P. Robin.
Give it 10 years, it'll be like Tupac, and everybody thinks he's still alive and just chilling. There's fucking the video game,
what was the commercial with him and his daughter, Zelda, where they were playing Zelda?
Yeah, he's a massive Zelda fan, and his daughter's name is Zelda, right?
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
That's cool of him, yeah.
Because they did, like, commercials where Robin Williams and his daughter were, like, gaming together, and, like, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it sucks that, like, that he went the way he did, you know? But Robin Williams, she's got to have so many memories of, like, the world's, like, most enjoyable to be around father.
Yeah. Like, he never seems like the kind of guy, the kind of dad who'd get angry and snap or get drunk and smash shit, you know?
Yeah, I know, like, shit can affect everybody, but he just comes across, like, when you have kids of, like, that perfect age, he comes across, like, the dopest person to hang with them. I'm sure when the kids of the age where Robin Williams is being awesome and their mom just keeps rolling their eyes and getting madder at him for not taking anything seriously, that's the perfect time to be his child.
Absolutely.
When he can just Patch Adams it up. Who apparently did not like the movie Patch Adams.
Robin
the
Williams?
Real guy?
Oh, okay. Oh, the actual Patch Adams.
The real dude? Okay. Not a fan, apparently. I was reading an article about a bunch of, like, real-life people that didn't like their movie adaptations. And, yeah, you're fucking not going to like your movie adaptation.
You're going to be the most critical person.
Yeah, especially if you're a main character, because there's a really good chance you're going to look kind of shitty, at least in part of it.
Yeah.
There's, like, redemption stories, and they have to make you look like an asshole first. Like, if a movie is made about you and you really like it, like, that's a warning sign, I think.
Yeah. That the movie's not that accurate.
Or you just don't want people to know how fucking terrible and real you are as a person. I mean, I'm pretty shifty, bro. If somebody were to make a movie about me, I'd be like, can you guys leave out, like, entire, like, 5 or 6 year brackets? I'm not saying whole decades, but a lot of time. Just leave it out. It does kind of bug me that this is how Zorg goes out.
So who planted the bomb? It was the Mangalorians or whatever.
Yeah, the Mangalore. Not Mangaloid. Mongoloid.
And not Mandalorians, because that's Star Wars. But it's a mongoloid Mandalorian.
Five? Fuck you, dog. Ha! I'm gonna turn this lock without a lock on it. That's what's gonna happen. Fuck your honor. Better run. Now, all those other escape pods, where did they go to? They left the ship.
They did.
Where did they go? Did they all go to, like, a central location?
I don't know. We don't know where the fuck we are, remember? We don't know if we're months or weeks away, light speed-wise, from anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, on the trip back, Earth, at least. They're not sleeping, right?
Truth. Yeah, because they go back to Earth pretty fucking quickly, right? What was the point of the whole space nap?
Yeah. The five elements. How many elements are there?
Well, there's six senses, so...
I meant on the periodic table. I didn't mean the other Bruce Willis movie.
The fifth element, the sixth sense... Can we get Bruce Willis in, like, the Seven Samurai or something?
Yeah. Or the Seventh Seal, the Seventh Sons, Seventh something or
seven.
Something.
Just seven. Yeah, just put him in seven.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah. When are we going to get...
The 12 Monkeys.
Bro, 12 Monkeys was an amazing movie. I have since tried watching...
The sci-fi show?
Yeah, I've watched the first, like, three or four episodes of 12 Monkeys on Hulu, and I really, I'm going to continue to try. because I will get through at least an entire season before I make my opinion. Mm-hmm. But as a fan of the movie 12 Monkeys, I really, really, really do not like the show at all in any way, shape, or form. It's horrible.
Tell us how you really feel, man.
Yeah, I'm sure those actors are probably capable in anything else that they do. But in that show, none of them exhibit that, so not a fan. Didn't work, is what that guy's saying. He's like, my bad. Here. I wasn't for you guys. That was entirely for Dave. He's looking at me like I'm retarded. Oh, God. So that was a false ending. That's some bullshit. Although when that ship just disappeared into the light speed or whatever it is, it was very, what's the word, pixelated.
Okay.
When the back of it explodes.
Right. I guess the good news is all this war footage she's watching is from, like, pre-2000.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess nothing bad happens in terms of war for the next 200 years.
But none of it came up during any of the other letters?
This is the first time she's looking for it, yeah.
Like, atomic bomb, weapon... no, not weapon, but gun, murder...
Yeah, she missed all the M's.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, J, K, L, M, P, Q, R, S, T, V, W... Rape? She missed rape? How did you miss rape? If you saw rape, you already would have been crying like this. Like, that's, I don't... True. There's a lot of, like, shittier
words.
There's
a lot of bad shit that's not just about war in this world.
Yeah! There's a lot more things that can make you lose... If you're gonna lose your humanity, way easier things than war.
Mm-hmm. How?
What do you mean?
Like, how is that symbol fire? Because, I mean, it's looking like... Because it goes up, so it's going left to right. That would be water,
He's
right?
not just looking at the hieroglyphic and being like, this means this. Like, he already knows because he's the priest reliving... I assume their priest sect has been reliving, like, times past since they got their stones taken from them. They're consistently teaching the knowledge of the knowledge that they had. And that's what he knows. Because of his belt buckle. Really, if he forgets, he could just look down at his dick and then look at the stones, and as long as he remembered the layout, he knows. Think about it.
It's that fire makes sense because it's going up, but... So that's not... So he was wrong earlier. He just said this should be fire, and he was holding one of the ones that was going kind of horizontally. But the
flawless
fire,
logic, Dave.
The fire went vertically, which would make sense to me. And I would say that would be air or water for like a floaty ocean.
Yeah, I guess.
And he just fucking agreed as well. Like, that guy does not know what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
He's changed his mind twice in the last 15 seconds.
Fuck that guy.
I went and had my immigration biometric test today, by the way.
You don't work with black people? Immigration.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was about to ask what the fuck kind of hotel you worked at that you were having your integration shit today.
Right. No.
I would say that's kind of bass backwards.
Yeah. My card, my residency card expires next week, but if I can apply to get the conditions and everything.
Mm-hmm. What do you have to do for that? Like, I mean,
just every couple of years. Well, this should be the last step now, actually. I've got all the paperwork's in, and I went and got my biometrics today, which is like fingerprints and a new photo of me taking the shit, which is apparent. Like, the face I make is the exact same fucking face as the last one, and you've seen me take a picture. Mm-hmm. Like, when I try and take a headshot, it's the exact same fucking face every time. Mm-hmm. Apparently, that is a mysterious face, and the guy said, you look like you're a magician. Are you a magician? I was like, no, I'm something much more boring than that.
Do you have to, do you still have to prove to the government that you and your wife are actually like a married couple that love each other?
No. Okay. Well, I don't know. I might have to do an interview. Let's see. All they want to care about right now is my fingerprints and my weight. So.
Uh-huh. But have you had to like prove that before?
I don't think I ever told you.
It's like a real, you know, like.
Well, my interview in the UK before I came over here in 2013, like at the end of my whole process, when I moved over here, I was coming in on a K-1 visa, which is a fiancé visa. So I proposed to my girlfriend, and we decided we were going to get married, and we were going to do it over here. And a lot of the paperwork, it was all done, filed from my side in the US, but my interview was going to be in the UK at the London Embassy. And I went there, and it was like a hour wait outside at the very beginning of December, really fucking cold. Another 45-minute wait or so inside where you're not allowed cell phones or anything. And then I went up to the guy to talk, and he asked me 3 questions. Like, I was preparing for like a 45-minute solid interview. It was going to get really intensive, but the guy asked me, fuck, you know what? It's been so long. The questions were so mundane, I cannot remember what he asked me. Mm-hmm. But it was something like, he was basically like, how'd you meet your wife or fiance, which I went over very quickly. She worked at Universal Studios. I was on vacation. One of the questions he asked is, why won't she move over here? Which is, and the answer is, the roads are too small. That's legitimately her argument for not wanting to move to the UK.
Well, if that's how she feels, you were telling the complete truth.
Absolutely. It was like 3 questions. It took all of 5 minutes. Like, seriously, I've had longer conversations at the post office going up. It's a similar fucking thing. You're in a line. They call your number. You go to the window and you have a conversation. I thought I was going to be ushered into a fucking office, you know, fucking CSI or something. Mm-hmm. Sit me down in a room with like double plated glass, shine the light in my eyes, slap my face across a bit, you know. No, it was super casual and I was done in 5 minutes.
I have a friend of mine that immigrated here from another country, obviously, got married, but him and his wife ended up getting divorced, and me amongst a whole fuck ton of people that know this dude all had to write character statements, because like I helped with like the engagement, like I was there for the wedding, like all of us that
this
were
all
like,
sounding strangely familiar, honestly.
We all had to basically write statements for his lawyer to present to the government, basically saying that no, he didn't pay her to get married to become a citizen. The reason they didn't get divorced because she took a payment. They got divorced because she cheated on him. Mm-hmm. He really was in love with her. This wasn't for any other reason than that. And then look at his work history and see he's exactly the kind of person that you want to immigrate to your country.
Sure.
He called a bunch of us and he like invited us all over and told us what was going on, and then he's like, I'm gonna need letters from everybody. If you're not comfortable with that, then I'm not gonna ask you to do it. He's like, but if you don't mind doing it, it'll keep me in the country. And I ain't nobody want to see one of their friends have to go back to like have to leave, especially if your home country may or may not be going through some shit right now. Mm. I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
Yeah, I don't have that to look forward to, thankfully. At least.
Well, yeah. And you also have, like, a real marriage and shit. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm yeah, there's no way
I attribute a lot of that to you giving us our being a, or what's the fucking word?
Your reverend.
Yeah,
your,
whatever you want to call it.
Ordained clergyman, the person that got you married.
I got that good 20 penny good luck mm-hmm. on my wedding day.
The person that married you, however, I dated it wrong.
Doesn't it look
correct?
Like Ruby Rod is just like a really like shit Jedi, right? Like a really sassy Jedi right there.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Didn't I date your wedding license wrong by like a day?
Yes, you did. You set it for Super Bowl Sunday.
My bad.
Yes, it is your bad, Carl. It's a pretty fucking bad.
So what is your anniversary, the day before or the day
after? The day after. Yeah, the 3rd of February, but my license says the 2nd of February. So anybody who does the math can work out, apparently on paper I got married Super Bowl Sunday. Which is kind of the most American thing you can do, honestly.
Came here, became a really big fan of football. No, the real football.
Yeah. And I just had to get married after the fucking Seahawks won. Whatever.
And then every other country in the world's like, what are the Seahawks?
Yeah.
Okay, so this reminds, and I'm not, never mind, I'll just keep this to myself until after we finish. I was going to start talking about President Obama, and then I'm like, okay, the only reason I'm mentioning that is because this president's black as well, and then I'm like, that's terrible.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, he's self-aware, right, and did, like, the Funny or Die thing and, like, the Between Two Ferns.
Yeah.
How many years is it going to be before Obama is willing to cameo as himself in a comedy or movie of any kind? Because I can totally, I can foresee that happening. Him and his wife were way too fucking funny.
Way too cool.
For people to be, yeah, politicians shouldn't be that goddamn cool. They just shouldn't. I don't want to hang out with you. I don't want to think that you and your wife, if I were to throw a barbecue, I don't
You guys
think,
might show up.
Yeah, and that you'd be cooler than me, you know, like.
Yeah, it's a weird feeling knowing that you could walk into a pub in Ireland and Barack Obama might be there drinking a Guinness.
Yeah. Or riding a jet ski.
Yeah.
Just doing shit.
With the guy from Virgin.
Did you see his courage speech the other day? It was good.
What, Obama?
Yeah.
Is this the one that was like cost Wall Street $400,000?
Yeah, he was given like a courage.
Honestly, if you're gonna charge anybody, like fuck over Wall Street, you know, if you can get those fuckers to pay $400,000 just to hear you talk for like however few minutes it was.
They've got the money, bro.
Yeah, like make them pay. I mean, you're not president anymore. You can't fucking pass legislation to fuck them over. Just dick him over the old-fashioned way, the same way Kim Kardashian does. Oh, pay me $25,000, I'll talk about your product on Instagram. It's the same fucking thing.
Yeah, but also, keep in mind, if he wanted to make waves, he could, because you may not be able to pass legislation, but breaking so many boundaries getting into office, he has a fuck ton of fans
mm-hmm.
that if he were to just... If he were to say the correct words, he could cause some fucking issues for the people in power just by encouraging the people that have always been fans of him to, I guess the words resist? You know, like...
Does he have more Twitter followers than Trump right now?
I would like to assume so, but there is a lot of bigots in the world, and America is the size of like 10 European countries.
Mm. And also Trump had the whole fan base before with the
thing. I would assume he's got a fuck ton of followers on Twitter, but there are enough
And I'm not saying that everyone that voted for Trump is a racist or a shitty person, because I know that's not the case. I have friends of mine that voted for Trump. I have business owner friends that voted for Trump and voted for entirely different, still shitty in my eyes, but financial reasons. It had nothing to do with race or, like, women or ISIS or anything like that. But you still voted for him, and it's really hard to just scrape all the icing off of a cake once it's served to you. You know, like, that's, you asked for it. We didn't ask for this shit.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of them. There's a lot of fucking people like that, and shitty, shitty people too, that are following him on Twitter. Soon, bro, soon, and we won't be having to talk about politics, but right now everything is so fucking crazy, kind of scary, and overall depressing that you can't avoid it naturally coming up in day-to-day conversation when you're not around mixed company. That being said...
Can't even avoid it if you try and watch a lighthearted sci-fi romp.
Yeah. So that being said, I really enjoyed this movie. Did you enjoy it?
It was good fun to watch it again, honestly.
Did you enjoy it as much as you did the first time?
I enjoyed it a little bit more, honestly. Got a few more of the gags, and it was nice to... Yeah, it was just nice to enjoy it again. It's been a long time since I watched it. I do want to watch it again, seriously, without you, I think. And just pick up on everything and understand what's going on. But it was good fun. Thank you for joining me, man.
Thank you for having me. Once again, my name's Carl Skeens.
And I'm Dave Mosley. And we will see you next week for another Big Gay Date. Thank you. Good night.